Hey, Nadia, I don't want to talk about the audit anymore. Obviously, there's an issue because everything I'm looking at, I paid in full already. Doesn't show I owe anything on the on the on. So I'm just gonna have faith that it's all gonna get worked out. Obviously, I want to discuss the new policy. A couple of things. I thought I was putting $5,000 down, but it's showing. Scrolling back, it's showing. I should have it in front of me first. I'm gonna have to print all this out because I don't know how to do DocuSign. I thought you sent over a DocuSign link. Okay, account payment plan. This is for the workers' comp. No, this is for the total. All right, so this account payment plan for everything is $15,597.10, which is for the year umbrella plus comp, or I can do a 10 pay, which is $31,942 down. I thought I was paying like five something down, $5,000 something. So it's showing workers' comp, 10 pay, a portion of that $1,606. The business owner's advantage, which the GL with the umbrella, they're showing is $15,1282 down. So I'm wondering, my question, I guess, would be, if I set up the pay-as-you-go, right, I'd have to find a new payroll company because I fired the payroll company I had because of the mistakes with the audits, and obviously there's something wrong with the reporting because I was weekly. I mean, there's clear and evident proof of that in the exact pay show, but weekly payments that I pulled up and sent over to you. But I guess my question would be, is it then I would just pay the 10 pay down payment for the owner's advantage with the umbrella payment, and then not have to put the down payment? Because it looks like that's how it reads, the verbiage reads here. So I just want clarification, and I need to know when I get to get this over to you guys, because if I do go the pay-as-you-go and I need that payroll company in effect prior, I need to shop that real quick. Thank you.